This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And I like guys.
And I like girls.
But we hope you love this podcast.
Jason, thank you so much for joining us today. You must be excited, the finale tonight.
It's massively exciting. Great dancers this year and great choreography. The whole season has just been fantastic. And so it's great to get to the big finish.
It has been a great show. And it's interesting, over the three seasons, you haven't really had to change the format, which really proves that it is just a decent, good show.
Really, it is. And I think it's the positive new generation of reality television. I think that when reality television started, back in 2000, I was actually a judge on a show back there called The Pop Stars, and that was exploitation of reality, whereas I think what we're doing now is a celebration of reality. It's much more positive, and it's showing Australia who we are as dancers, who we are as people, and everybody's learned a lot about our world. It's fantastic to be part of. I'm very proud of it.
Now, although you haven't changed the format much, I have got a couple of my own suggestions on what I would like to see in season four. I noticed that you bring in occasionally, a different kind of dance. There's been some, Bollywood dancing, that kind of thing. But I'm yet to see either the Macarena, the Nutbush, or the Birdie Dance.
Well, the Dirty Dance is probably the only legitimate dance of those three forms. I thought you were going to say you wanted, like, Philippe to perform in a jockstrap or something like that.
Oh, I wouldn't complain. And the other thing, what I love is, when we get to the final four and you have the two girls together or the two guys together, that would be great to see that more often in the show. I love it.
I love it too, fella. I really do. And when I go and see dance companies, I particularly love watching guys dance with guys. It's really strong watching, men dance together. I've got no problems with that at all.
The other winners from seasons one and two, do you still have much contact with them? How are they doing?
Jack's living in Broadway, living out his dream. And when he first stood before us in his first audition, we asked him what he wanted to do with his life as a dancer. And he said he wanted to go and work as a dancer on Broadway. And he took his $200,000 he won, put a deposit on an apartment over there, and got a special circumstance green card from being the winner of So You Think You Can Dance. And he's living out his dream. So it's a fantastic thing about our show. And Talia is performing one of the minor league roles in Fame the Musical, which Kelly Abbey's directed, which has opened in Melbourne, or is opening in Melbourne tonight, actually. So they've done well for themselves, the past winners.
It's great to see they're not at nightclubs doing promotions at 3 a.m. in the morning, isn't it?
Well, they're probably doing a little bit of that on the side as well.
Yeah, true.
That's the life of a dancer.
Exactly.
It was about 10 years ago, I had a weekend. I had to lecture some students at a university in Brisbane last year, and I got out one of my old diaries to sort of talk to them about my life as a dancer. And one weekend I was freestyling in a nightclub in Melbourne called Amadeus till about 4 in the morning. We got up at 8 o'clock the next morning and went and did aerobics promotions for Estee Lauder Fake Suntan Lotion in Myers. And then we went out to the airport and did a contemporary dance number in cheesecloth underneath the 747 coming into an airport hangar. That night I was on stage performing with Mark Williams at the Logies, and the next day I was in a shopping centre dressed as a potato. So that's the life of a dancer.
Oh, I love it. Now, with the finale tonight, what can we expect?
Oh, look, it's going to be a great show. We've got ADT coming and doing a performance. Kelly Abbey brings up a number from Fame. Jason Gilkerson performs a fantastic opening number, which is a tribute to all of the dance Hollywood stars from over the years. I perform a big number for Hairspray. And then we've got our top four all performing routines with each other again. So it's going to be a massive night of dancing.
Is there any chance that all three judges are going to get up there and do a dance together? I'm dying to see that.
You'll have to watch and see.
Ooh, I'm intrigued. Jason Coleman, thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us today.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Hi to everybody in Melbourne.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And that was one of our podcasts, but I still like guys.
I still like girls.
Boys better, though.
I don't know about that. Listen to another podcast and find out.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.